Ray Charles, who died this past Thursday, was a master of a number of musical styles. His songs ranged from country ballads.
I can't stop loving you. I've made up my mind.
To Hoagie Carmichael tunes.
Georgia. Georgia.
To rhythm and blues.
Seating on a red dress song. She can burn Lana all night long.
But one Ray Charles tune touched producer and commentator Paul Ingalls like no other.
In his autobiography, Ray Charles wrote that he'd been asked to sing the Star-Spangled Banner many times, but always refused. "I just don't hear myself doing it," he wrote. "When I do a song, I must be able to make it stink in my own way." Well, I suppose that's what I was being treated to when I first heard his 1972 version of America the Beautiful. Up to that point, I'd only heard the anthem performed in a rigid white bread style that might be sung robotically at a school assembly or at a 4th of July celebration. Ray pumped so much feeling and soul into those words, stinking it up in his own way, I suppose. I was just floored. Of the song's 6 verses, Ray sings just 2, starting with the 3rd, cutting to the chase, to honor those who have sacrificed for freedom.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife.
In addition to veterans, you have to think Ray had Martin Luther King in mind just 4 years after King's murder.
Who more than self, yeah, country loved.
Also in his book, Ray wrote about King's nonviolent protest. "What Martin was telling you to do, he was doing himself," Ray wrote, "and that closed the deal for me. I've always believed," he went on, "that the cats who make wars should be the ones who fight them. Let the presidents and prime ministers put their asses out there. Let them duck the bullets and rub their noses in the trenches instead of staying home, reading casualty lists, and eating steak every night. They could kill King," Ray continued, "but they couldn't make us forget his lessons." Meanwhile, back in the song, Ray slips back to the only verse most people know.
And you know, when I was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here. Oh, beautiful, far spacious skies, far amber waves of grain. A purple mountain majesties.
Sure, that's all America, says Ray, the beauty and the grandeur. But in a moment, he kind of yanks us back to the heart of the matter.
But now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America.
To me, there's so much love in that sweet America, he sings. And at a time when young people like me were perhaps a little less proud of our country, the strength and hope in that voice lured me back to understanding that having pride in what America could be was okay by Ray. And when he says, "I wish I had someone to help me sing this," and the backup singers kick in, whoa, chills then, chills now, and tears in my eyes, especially today.
You know, I wish I had somebody to help me sing this.
Paul Ingalls is an independent radio producer based in Albuquerque, New Mexico.